Lopez called the worst idea ever? Here's a clue. It involves Shakira, Shakira.
Did Hollywood co-parents Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan both say no to acting for their little one?
Also, did Mariah Carey honey try to go rock before becoming the voice of R&B?
Welcome to Dish Nation! Sherry is out today, but we got our girl, singer and actress, Tamar Braxton, back in the building.
Tamar!
What's up, Tamar?
Yes, Tamar. I'm back and I'm ready for some Dish and some Gary Shade, honey. Uh-oh. Now, what's going on, HK?
All right, so radio host and reality star Young Jock recently sat down with Vlad TV and dished on a wild night out at the club with former lovers Diddy and Cassie.
Oh.
Now, Jock claims he was right there when the 2009 half-shaved hairstyle made famous by Cassie was conceived. And here's his version of how it all went down.
Cassie right here. The jumped off the bar, came over and said, yo. Yo, Cassie, tomorrow, I want you to shave the side of your head. I was like, you're not about to do that, are you? She said, well, I mean, whatever Sean wants, I'm going to do.
Carisha, honey, young Miami girl, watch your scalp, honey, because this is a warning.
Well, you know what, Puff Buster really saw the vision, because he is a visionary, because after Cassie shaved her head, there was a bunch of half bald-headed women running around.
Yes, there was.
There was a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was.
I'm really glad this trend went away.
Really? I love it.
It wasn't for me.
I love the shaved head.
Really?
Yes, that's sexy to me.
So,
that's
Tamar, honey, you ever said about your man, honey, whatever he wants, I'm going to do.
And do.
Yes.
Yeah, I was blonde for like 8 years because my ex liked blondes. So, yes, I had an array of blonde wigs, darling.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least it was a wig. That's not permanent.
At least right.
Like, you could just, like, you know, take
to, like,
it off at the end
your
of the
hair,
day.
Bleach
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but, you know,
the thing
I believe
about wigs
in
is, like, I would
man.
Feel like really? I could get a buffet, you know?
Blondes have more fun, though. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Jennifer Lopez said sharing the stage with Shakira for Super Bowl 2020 was the worst idea ever.
Oh, wow.
Wow, this breaks my heart, y'all. This breaks my heart. In her Netflix documentary, Halftime, there's a scene where J-Lo is very frustrated while preparing for the show and said, Tamar, will you do the honors?
I will do, my love. This is the worst idea in the world to have two people do the Super Bowl. It was the worst idea in the world.
Oh, wow, that was an amazing J-Lo, Tamar. Thank you for this.
Yeah. You're welcome, you're welcome.
That was great. And the Oscar goes to. And she said that because they only had 6 minutes for the two global Latina icons to perform their top hits, which in my opinion is very disrespectful, y'all. J-Lo's manager, Benny Medina, also said it was an insult to say you needed two Latinas to do the job that one artist historically has done. End quote. I agree with him 100%, y'all.
Yeah, that's a point, because you look at pop stars like Madonna, Lady Gaga, they got the whole 14, 15
Katie
minutes
Perry.
To get their joints
on. Katy Perry. Katy Perry.
And J-Lo got more bops than Katy Perry, I think.
Absolutely.
Right?
Y'all know what, though? But I feel J-Lo's pain, honey. Y'all, now, think about this, honey. I'm here on damn Dish Nation because, honey, y'all, there's just simply not enough time, honey, for me to give the total tea effect.
How much more time you need, Gary?
I need the whole damn time. I need y'all all to vamoose.
Gary, if it was the Gary with the T show, you would miss us. All right, Gary?
So
stop that.
I would definitely miss y'all, but I would just, like, bring y'all, like, every other day, honey. You know, bring one of y'all every other day.
Well, y'all, looks like Channing Tatum and his ex-wife, Jenna Dewan, are on the same page when it comes to their 9-year-old daughter, following in their acting footsteps. So in an interview, Channing shared that he and Jenna prefer his daughter not to pursue an acting career until she's at least 18 years old. He told reporters it's pretty tough to be a child actor or artist and wants his daughter to live a normal life.
But 18 is too old for her to pursue. Why don't you let her be a child actor? When she's 18, she know right from wrong. You don't want to act out there knowing right from wrong. Let them children run wild, honey, do all kind of crazy stuff.
No,
like the
Gary,
other
we're not doing
what
that.
What kind of stage mom are you?
Right, we're not doing that, Gary.
Right.
We're
so, hey, Mar, do you agree? Do you agree with what they're doing, not wanting their daughter to act?
I absolutely do. You know, first of all, like, you open yourself up to so much because of social media, right? And people have to protect their children as long as they can. So 18 is a good, viable age for people to defend themselves, and they already have a lot of self-esteem and where they want to go and who they want to be. So I am totally in agreement with this.
Listen, listen, all of us are in this industry. We know how crazy and evil this industry is.
Yes.
I don't want my babies exposed to that.
Especially when you got the most powerful tool in Hollywood, and that's a famous parent.
but if Channing and Jenna are watching this now, y'all can adopt me because I'm ready to be a serious actor.
Can we not get Step Up 5 starring Chewy?
Step Up, I think there is a Step Up 5.
Can we not get Step Up 6 7 starring Chewy?
That's crazy.
I could dance. I'm at Angie. I side to side. I do all of it. I do a little hip hop. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yes.
Magic Miguel.
Hey, all right, moving on. Mariah Carey revealed a lot in her memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey, a couple years ago. But this is some dish you might have missed back then. I think it's super interesting. She wrote that back in 1995, when she was recording her smash fifth album, Daydream, she also released a secret alternate rock album under the name Chick.
Wow.
Okay, so get this. In order to keep it under wraps, keep it a secret so no one would know it was her, she altered her voice and layered it with her friend Clarissa Davison's vocals.
Yo!
How wild is this?
I knew about this before the book. We used to listen to this all the time.
Really?
And just laugh about it. It is so funny because if you know her voice, you know that's her.
Yeah.
But it's a sound that you would never think she was singing. It's like the old Beatles or something. Like, it's dope, though. That's she should actually drop it.
Ooh. See, that was some tea she spilled because I feel like I know all things Mariah. Yeah. And I did not know about this.
I'm did you read the memoir? Did you?
I read some of it. I read some of it.
Oh, so you didn't get to see my chapter.
You have a chapter?
I have a whole chapter, darling.
Tamar Bratton Headcrack, like, what would you do music in a different genre? Like, if you were going to release a secret album, what genre would it be?
I mean, like, music is all art.
Yeah.
So at this point, like, the lines are so blurred. You got rappers singers rapping. So, like, I mean, do it all, right? Like, all genres.
She kept this a secret because Tommy Mottola didn't want her to sing these kinds of songs. So she was upset about it, and she went behind his back and went to the studio and sang these songs.
Period.
And did what she wanted to do.
She
had to get it out.
Yes.
I was really hoping one of y'all would say something like opera.
I think Headcrack would do good singing opera. You'll be a good singer.
Crackerati. You know,
like, Crackerati.
There it is.
All right, everybody, moving right along. So inflation is hitting everyone super hard, even Snoop Doggy Dogg. So in response to a post by Uberfacts, which said Snoop's full-time blunt roller makes between $40,000 and $50,000 a year. That's a lot of money, y'all. So Snoop replied, well, they salary went up, honey. You telling me his blunt roller makes over $50,000 just to roll a joint?
Wow.
Nice.
I mean, that's his job. That's his job.
Look, we were talking about this earlier, though, because, like, right, Snoop has, like, 81 smoke breaks a day. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, if this dude is rolling 81 joints a day, $50,000 is not enough.
Is that
it's
right?
not a joint.
Yeah. If you could just pay somebody something to do, honey, every day, I mean, how much would you pay him, honey? And, I mean, what would it be?
It won't be 50 G's.
It wouldn't?
It wouldn't be.
To comb my hair, if I had somebody to comb my hair 81 times a day.
But that's a year.
Honestly, I have a nipple tweaker, and I pay him $20 per tweak.
Bye, Gary.
I'm out.
I'm going to see y'all later.
$20 a tweak?
Yeah, $20 a tweak.
And I do it because I need the extra cash, y'all.
Hey, Chewy needs the money.
Chewy, why the hell you telling
him, Chewy? I do it because I need the money.
You're not supposed to tell him, Chewy, is you?
I make good money on Dish, but Gary pays me better. So it's that's why I do it, baby.
Good part-time.
Oh, Lord. Well, up next, find out what Jennifer Aniston grilled Sebastian Stan about. Now, I heard it's something about an eggplant. Ooh. Whoa, Lord Jesus.
Oh, hello.
You don't want to miss this.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Thank you, Chewy. Thanks.
Was that a train? What was that?
Yeah, no, you were like, and I was like, thanks.
You said, toot, toot, toot.
Let me hit it again. Here we go. Here we go. Welcome back, you guys. That's what I'm talking about. All right. In case you need reminding, the Hulu series Pam and Tommy features Tommy Lee's talking penis.
Yes, it was good.
Because, of course. Now, if you missed it, the talking penis is here to Dish.
What?
Just kidding. Just kidding. We don't have any talking penises on here. Anyhow, Jennifer Aniston interviewed Sebastian Stan, who played Tommy, and she wanted to know more about how the artificial appendage worked. Take a look.
There were components, manual and prosthetics and things, and people with wires sort of plugging things into sockets.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I thought, you know, look, we have the benefits of CGI. I mean, there's... Yeah. But no, we went old school for it, which was an interesting experience.
If one of your Dish co-stars had to control your puppy penis, who would it be?
like this is a trap question sent by HR.
This is definitely a trap.
Yeah. You can keep me out of this trap.
Me too.
Honestly, there's only one answer. There's only one answer because if you want your puppet to, you want someone who knows how to handle a puppet.
It's Gary.
Gary.
Obviously.
Right. Yeah. Gary's the puppet master.
Oh, I forgot AKA what Jimmy Henson.
Yeah, that's it.
Gary, if you could control my penis, Gary, what would you do?
I was like, oh my God, look at that mushroom.
Okay, y'all, unfortunately, for Stranger Things fans, the show only has one season left, y'all, as season 5 will be its last.
No!
Craig, it's going to be all right. But cheer up. You might get to see Millie Bobby Brown and Noah Schnapp together again in the year 2044. Check out what they said.
We said if we're not married by 40, we will get married together because we'd be good roomies.
We would.
No kids, though, because I could not deal with a child
that's
of yours.
That's my deal breaker.
Yeah, that's my deal breaker, too.
You need kids.
Yeah, no kids at all. Only dogs. And separate bedrooms for sure.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is. But lots of young people say this stuff, y'all. Do y'all think they will really actually stick together and get married at 40?
Oh, hell no.
No.
I'm just sad because she hit him with the ultimate dagger, though, and she was like, platonic, though. We're just friends. Right. And I'm like, that hurts. That always hurts.
She said, like, separate rooms.
Yeah. That always hurts.
Oh, man.
They say it to me all the time.
Gary, when I turn 40 and you turn 70, I think we should make the plunge, brother.
I know, honey. I'm going to need a water gun. But yeah, that would be nice.
A water gun for what?
A water gun? What do you need a water gun for?
Taking.
Are we still talking about the
well
dry?
I'm gonna need somebody to squirt. I mean.
Okay, now I know you guys like to talk a lot about tattoos, so listen to this. Mm-hmm. When tattoo artist Kat Bundy got sober, she realized she didn't like a lot of her old ink.
Ooh.
So she's been covering it up for a while now. But y'all, check this out. The cover-ups involve blackout ink. Now, Kat recently shared a picture of some of her new work on IG, and she said, I'm so happy with how this blackout tattooing is coming together. It's extremely refreshing for me to see all of the garbage, drunken tattoos covered by sleekiness and simplicity. Now,
I know Kat.
Are y'all surprised that she didn't just have it removed?
Because if anybody has the resources to have tattoos removed, it's Kat Von D. Yeah.
Yo, but check this out, yo. I've heard that the tattoo removal hurts more than getting 100%. The actual tattoo.
Yeah, that's what I want.
So I would black it out too, y'all. I actually like how it looks on her.
Black is like she's got on a legging.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe somebody told her once you go black, you never go back, honey. She misunderstood it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, she's definitely not going back.
No, she's not going back.
Yeah, you can't get this covered up.
Up next, Chloe Bailey has a long list of qualities for her Mr. Right. We'll see, honey, if the list is all wrong after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, my little sis Chloe Bailey might only be 24, but she knows what she wants and doesn't want in a man. In an interview, Chloe revealed that her man can't have long fingernails, has to respond to her when she hits him up, has to smell good, be older than her because she wants someone to teach her something. So what do y'all think about her and her requirements?
I checked 3 of those boxes off.
That's
Tanner checks
basic.
3 of those boxes off.
I don't think she's asking too much here.
Nah, she don't want no dirty fingernails. Just text her back, and that's it.
Yeah, but that's she got to understand a man ain't going to hit her up when she want him to, and he might be busy.
Yes, he will. Just coming out, they going to be hitting her.
If I'm working and stuff, I ain't got time to call you right now. Hold
what you mean you ain't got time?
They're going to hit her in her DM.
Damn.
Like, respectful thing is to hit her right back, even if you're busy. Like, hey, I'm going to call you right back. What's wrong with that?
Tamar, sometimes you got to play that little bit of game where you feel like you might be just a little unavailable. People like a little bit of chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't play that game with me. That don't get you far at all.
Can we circle back to this, though? Like, Tamar, could you be with a man with long fingernails?
Mm. Oh, no, baby. Don't scratch on me.
So what are your requirements in a man? So what's some of your requirements in a man?
Girth and God. Amen.
Oh, all right, baby.
Right now.
In that order.
Girth and God.
Girth and God.
I left one out. Girth, God. Gifts, and God.
Okay, the three G's.
The three G's.
All right.
Okay, moving on. There's no doubt that Gabrielle Union and her hubby Dwayne Wade are a nice-looking couple. They're probably the two most attractive people in a marriage.
Yeah.
They look so nice that they like to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror admiring themselves, as you might. And D. Wade recently told Page Six that he and Gabby like to check themselves out so much that they have their own mirrors in their own bathroom.
That's fine.
Talking about full his and her bathroom.
Okay, that's okay.
That's fine. That ain't
nothing. There's nothing weird about that. I'm not worried about that. What I hate is when I'm getting ready and somebody's in front of my mirror. Mm-hmm. When I'm getting ready, mm-hmm. like, get out the way, please. Get out of here. Let me. I need to check myself out.
Like a large mirror and a large bathroom. Yes. I love the idea of his and her or a couple's bathroom.
You need that.
Split up.
You need that.
But I'd just be glad with Dwayne and Gabby just go ahead and tell the world, honey, what they're trying to tell us, child. But I mean, in the meantime, we like their mirror.
What are they trying to tell us,
what
Gary?
I'm not Gary.
What?
I'm not participating in your shenanigans.
Hey, Brad, how do you and Judy do it? Do y'all share a mirror? Do you have different mirrors?
No, we kind of have options. Like, in the bedroom, we have a huge, like, mirror behind, like, the bathroom. So it's big enough for us both to share. And then if we want to do separate, we can do
so
that.
So y'all have a big sex mirror? Like, most people have in their house a big sex
There's
mirror.
There's one on the ceiling in the bedroom.
Oh!
All right? Don't ask if you don't want to know.
Okay. Mirror above the wall. See, the final destination in me feels like that mirror at some point is going to just shatter and collapse. Right. Like, stab me as I see. That's terrible.
As soon as you're in the middle, bam!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that would be you, Gary. That would be the people you have
Girl,
put it
if
up.
I was on the top, and that damn mirror fell on
your
my hand.
You're a handyman.
I'm just using foil.
You have to pay the right amount.
You're using foil? Yeah.
Right, right?
Coming up, honey, rapper 21 Savage says, honey, Jay-Z gave him a public service announcement on the what, honey? Three things, honey, to do with his money. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all better listen up for this one. Jay-Z is giving out financial advice. Oh. And shout out to 21 Savage for spilling all the tea. 21 nice. Said Hov told him the three things he spent his money on. And the list went like this. A doctor, lawyer, and a chef.
Period.
Okay. Hov elaborated on this list saying, why a doctor? Can't make no money or spend money without your health.
Uh-huh.
A lawyer for freedom and deals. And a chef for quality of life. Yes. So what y'all think about this advice?
I
think
that.
It sounds pretty good.
That sounds pretty good logically.
I never thought of that.
I think it applies to some people, but some people are not necessarily at a place where they always have to fight for their freedom and cut a deal.
Advice. That's like rich people advice.
Yeah.
But I do love when the OGs, especially the OGs in hip-hop and music and TV, they give the young ones good advice like this. I really do love it because it's important, y'all. It really is.
Like, was there any good advice any of y'all got, like, coming up in a game about money, finances, and all that?
This is what I tell kids when I speak to them in high schools and colleges. And I tell them that my humility has opened more doors for me than any skill I possess.
But you know what, though? Yeah, I was taught, I mean, it was really one of the best lessons I could have ever learned. I was taught to kiss a good ass.
Oh,
and you'll stay around longer.
Big A.
Because look at y'all still sitting at this table. So, honey, there you go. Oh,
you here at the table, too.
Oh, am I here?
Hello.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.